Broadcasting live from the Buckhead Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Legal Experts.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Atlanta Legal Experts Radio. My name is Emily Rowell. I am your host, and I'm with Peachtree Offices. I have Ryan McPherson with me today. Good morning.
Good morning. Today is July 14th, another episode here of Atlanta Legal Experts. Very excited.
I am very excited. We have a little bit of a different type of show today. We do have legal experts in the room. We also have some people that help attorneys in the Atlanta area and beyond. And so I'm excited to have this special episode today of Attorney Help Program. I will introduce our guests. We have Mike Russell with ETS Solutions. Good morning.
Good morning, Emily. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Yes, we love to have you here. And just tell me quickly what exactly it is that you do.
I own ETS Solutions. We're a technology consulting firm, and we really focus on three different areas. We help law firms in to make selections with respect to voice services. That's phone lines, phone types of phone hardware. Internet services. There's so many different types of internet services. We help them select that. And then lastly, cloud services. Is it time to move to the cloud? How should you move to the cloud? What type of internet backup do you need? So we provide technology consulting in those three areas for law firms.
Wonderful. That was good. Okay, we're done. Also, we have Lisa Michael here today. Good morning. And she is with Network One Consulting.
Thanks for having me. Network One Consulting is a IT company that's been in business working with small law firms since 1998. We try to provide worry-free IT that covers servers, desktops, user issues. We also have a hosted cloud solution. And so if you don't want to invest in those things, we've got them in a data center.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much. We can't wait to hear more. And then last but not least, we have Brent Bridges here with Bloom Sugarman, and he is our legal expert this morning. And I believe he is actually taking advantage of these two services.
I have. I'm both of them are business partners of our firm. I am the executive director of Bloom Sugarman.
And what is it that you do?
Yeah, we are a civil litigation trial boutique here in Atlanta. We specialize in real estate, employment, fiduciary litigation, and IP litigation. So as the executive director, I'm the administrator of the firm and kind of handle all of the non-legal aspects of running the business.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Great. Well, thank you so much for being here this morning. And I'd love to tell our listeners who our wonderful sponsors are today. Of course, we have Peachtree Offices, and their website is peachtreeoffices.com. Very easy to remember. We have 3A Law Practice Management, and you can see their website at 3alawmanagement.com. And we have Atlanta's own John Marshall Law School as a sponsor. And we thank you, sponsors, for making this show possible. You've been a tremendous help for us. So I guess I'll go ahead and get started. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Awesome. Great. Okay. So I'm going to start with Mike Russell with ETS Solutions, and I'll give you a quick bio for him. He is a technology entrepreneur with over 13 years of experience in the IT industry. Mike is the president and founder of ETS Solutions, your trusted technology advisor. Mike took his experience managing companies and law firms and formed Elite Telecom Services in 2002, rebranding his company to ETS Solutions in 2014 to include cloud services. Mike and his team consult with businesses about their technology configuration and assess any pain points, being cost, relocation, phone hardware, bandwidth needs. ETS provides multiple solution options so companies can make the ideal business decision. The team then provides ongoing customer service for the length of the service contract. He has had much success and been recognized for many accomplishments over the years, including Channel Partners 360 Award in 2013. Mike has a BS degree from UNC Chapel Hill and an MBA in accounting and finance degree from Kennesaw State University. Awesome. Kennesaw State.
Yeah. Yay. Go Owls. First football game 50 days away, I think. Something like that.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So good. So tell me a little bit more about how you got into what you do today.
Good question. Well, one of the main stories is that I used to sit in Brent's seat. I was a law firm administrator for about 15 years, and people would come into my office and they'd say, I have the best phones, I have the best phone service, I have the best price, I have the best technology. And when I looked at three or four different companies, I was like, I don't know what I'm looking at. Can somebody simplify this process for me? Can somebody put it into a concise format? So when I formed Elite Telecom Services 13 years ago, now ETS Solutions, I decided to take the worry out of what are options for voice and data services for law firms. And what I decided to do was to say, I'm going to make it concise and easy for someone to read. So I go into a law firm and I say, tell me exactly what you have now, and let me take a look at your invoices to see what you're paying for. A lot of times, companies and law firms are paying for more than what they think they have. So I take a look at what they have. Then, more importantly, I look at their requirements, their technology requirements, and any pain points they may have. So their pain points may be, I really need voicemail to email, or I need really be able to walk out of my office and then call transfer my cell phone immediately. Mm-hmm. Some of the newer technologies out there available today. And then from those requirements, I then represent over 60 carriers nationwide, and I can shop those services for them, put together 3 or 4 proposals for them, and make it easy for them. Then I give them the disadvantages and advantages of each of the carriers that I'm proposing. I'll let them make a business decision. Mm-hmm. Now, once they make that decision, we implement it. We project manage it for them. We make sure that people show up on time. We make sure that Network One is there for the cutover. We make sure that the technicians are showing up on time and that the client knows what's going on. But then more importantly, once they're up and running and they're installed, we take care of them after the fact. So if they have any questions, complaints, or praise, they can call us directly in Kennesaw, Georgia, local company, local number, 24/7, and get the help that they need.
We'll find out that number in just a minute.
Absolutely.
I love it. So I know, and you know, one of the things that I know, I've been working with attorneys for a very long time, and I'm not going to say how long, because then that'll give my age. One of the things that's hard for them, honestly, is change. You know, they're used to what they have, you know, and they know that there's this new technology coming. And it's hard for them to embrace, to be totally honest. So do you give them that ease of change? Do you make it simple for them?
We do. Yeah. I used to cliche, and it is a cliche. We hold your hand. We do hold their hand, and we make sure that things happen. More importantly, we work with their vendors. So we work with Network One to make sure that everything that we are doing on the provisioning side of a data circuit or a phone in today's world, VoIP, is going to work with their infrastructure that they have in place. So we have a project manager assigned to every one of our clients, and we make sure that that person takes care of holding their hand through the entire process so mm-hmm. that when AT&T shows up at their door, they know AT&T is supposed to be in there that day.
Sure.
And I'll be honest with you, and more importantly, though, change is change, and there will be issues, and it's technology. Everybody mm-hmm. has issues. They're going to have downtime. They're going to have a problem. They're going to have a number that's not going to pour. Nice thing about ETS Solutions is we take care of that for them on the spot right away and escalate it if necessary to get it done. So a lot of the salespeople will make a sale and that you'll never see them again and they're off somewhere else.
And it's scary.
We're not there. 13 years later,
we're still going on.
Absolutely. And right. It is scary when you have no internet or you have a phone number that doesn't ring anymore.
Right. And I know that all they want to do is to practice what they do best.
They need
and
to do
not
what they
worry
do best.
About the rest.
That's why we're around.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So tell me a little more about VoIP, VoIP. We've all heard it. And how does it change the day-to-day functions in the office?
Well, VoIP is something that has been around for many, many years. And being a technology consultant, 5 years ago, I didn't consult on recommending VoIP. It didn't work. They didn't have the proper platforms in place. However, a lot of companies were implementing it. So what I figured out was that at a certain point in time, we knew we had to move to that. Unfortunately, or fortunately, the FCC has said, you will have to move to VoIP, and you will have to do it by 2018. Now, a lot of law firms and companies do not know this, but it's going to happen. In fact, what we've seen is we've seen more failures in traditional analog and digital phone services over the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because the big carriers are implementing fiber networks to support VoIP, to support the bandwidth and the traffic. And they are relying less on the old analog and digital technologies that's out there in phone services. So voice over internet protocol, what does that mean? Your voice packets are transmitted via a data circuit instead of a regular phone line. So the nice thing about that, and specifically for law firms, is ease of use, mm-hmm. The features and functions that are available with VoIP now. Things like voicemail to email, which allows them to receive an email and then forward it on to their secretary or paralegal to take care of. It allows them to keep that WAV file in a file folder just like you would a document, like you would a pleading or an interrogatories or any type of other Word document. So there's a lot of technology available that will make more efficient use of attorneys' time with respect to VoIP. And there are a lot of companies out there that are selling VoIP, and the only recommendation I would make here to the listeners is that to take, to use a consultant to really evaluate what the best is, what the best company is, what the best VoIP company is for their law firm.
I love it. I never knew this all about you. No, I'm just kidding. That's so interesting. So now that you say that they are, the FCC says that you have to move to VoIP in 2018, what will you have to do to start that process?
Yeah, the best thing to do is to really evaluate what your requirements are. And a law firm, every law firm has different requirements. Some have older lawyers that say, I just want a phone that works and you pick it up. Other younger lawyers say, I want to be able to dial from Outlook. Other lawyers say, I want Bluetooth capabilities. So really to take the requirements. So I think that in transitioning, the first thing that a law firm administrator really needs to do, and any lawyer, is to look at what their requirements are. And then based upon those requirements, if they give those to ETS Solutions, then we can take those requirements and shop their services out with different carriers. More importantly, we have vetted the companies that we represent. We know they're financially stable. Mm-hmm. We know they've been in business for years, and we know they have a good product. Out of the thousands of VoIP companies out there, we, like I said, we represent about probably 40 of them in the market. And wow, those are the top 40, and those are the good ones. So that's what we do. So in preparing for that transition, I would say that as a law firm is replacing phones that die, or if their phone starts having issues, that's the time to start looking ahead and start getting ready to move to VoIP.
So is this going to be as bad as the Y2K? Changeover?
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
much harder than Y2K, since really Y2K wasn't that bad, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I saw you had your 55-gallon barrel of water, didn't you, Emily? Ready to wait?
All right, Ryan McPherson here. Just a couple questions, if you don't mind. We're talking about the voiceover IP going into play coming up the next couple of years. Probably along those lines, you're going to need to have a secure internet connection as well. What is the best type of internet that a business may need to implement?
Great question. There are so many different types of internet connections, and I hate to say this, but you pay for what you get. So a lot of companies are running, a lot of law firms and companies are running their services over cable. Low cost, high bandwidth. Problems, outages, issues, fluctuations, jitter, latency, things like that, not to get too technical. But when we're running voice over internet protocol, you really have to have a dedicated circuit to your location that provides synchronous bandwidth and that also has quality of service on it. So I don't want to get too technical, but the cable companies do not provide that level of service now. So what we're recommending is there's pretty much fiber everywhere, and fiber prices are going down every single day. So look at the fiber options in your office, and we can give you several different carriers that can provide those fiber for you too. But more importantly, most companies and most law firms are small enough now we can go to hosted VoIP, which means you have no on-site phone hardware. Therefore, if your circuit goes down, we also always recommend a dedicated backup circuit. And that dedicated backup circuit may be a cable circuit, and it would work for a period of 2 hours or 4 hours or even a day. You might have a little bit slower bandwidth. You might have a little jitter on your calls, but it is possible to keep up and running. So definitely look at the types of internet connections you have and the costs associated with those, and we can make a recommended evaluation for you.
That's great advice, and definitely listeners should take advantage of that, and don't just assume that you have the best connection. Reach out to someone like Mike at ETS Solutions. He can tell you whether you're hooked up or not to what your office needs. You know, I look back, and I remember when, you know, three-way calling and call waiting were like the new technologies. But what's on the horizon? And what are some of these other technologies that people can look forward to incorporate into their business solutions?
Lots of good things. I think the latest is really Find Me, Follow Me. So it will ring wherever you are. So, and the nice thing about some of the features is one of the features is that you can literally be on a call on your handset. An attorney could be in and like, oh, I have to head out to this deposition, which is across town. He or she puts the phone call on hold, pushes a button, and the call is automatically transferred to their cell phone. And within a matter of seconds, they're talking on their cell phone.
That's awesome.
And vice versa, come back. So that's just ease of use other than hanging up from a conference call and then having to recall back. So that's one of the features. Find Me, Follow Me, wherever you are. Are you on your cell phone? Are you sitting at your desk? It knows where you are, things like that. I think that other features that are, of course, voicemail to email is huge. And a lot of traditional phone service, phone hardwares do provide that. A lot of the older analog systems do not. But voicemail to email, I think, is one of the huge benefits that are available now. So those are three large ones that I think really would affect lawyers in the way they practice law and saving them time.
Where do you go to find this technology yourself? You've got to stay ahead of the cutting edge. So do you go to trade shows? Do you read publications? Or do you just kind of talk to your peers and colleagues out there?
Unfortunately, I have to go to Las Vegas twice a year.
Yeah, no.
Darn. And then the other cities are Orlando or Boston or Chicago or Dallas. We go to 4 trade shows a year, so we keep up with the latest and greatest in technology. Our next one's in September in Boston. We will go attend various educational sessions to say, what is the latest and greatest? And even me walking through the trade show exhibit hall, I see that really cool phone that has a camera on it. So when you intercom somebody, not only do you hear them, you see them, Ooh. You know, really cool stuff and color displays. So it really makes it easier to push a button as opposed to hitting star 72. Remember when you do 3-way call, you have to hit dial and star 72, pound 734, you know,
right.
4. Now you just hit one button and everything works. So
we're all showing our age.
Yeah, absolutely we are. So we do 4 trade shows a year or 4 educational sessions plus online monthly webinars. Here's the latest and greatest, the latest product announcements, and we offer those to our clients.
I bet. That's awesome. Staying connected, staying ahead of the technology curve. Sounds like good things over there at ETS Solutions.
It is.
Yeah. So tell me, how does a law firm know if moving to cloud is the best solution for
them? That's a great question. That is a difficult decision. And when you talk about change, lawyers and change, Brent knows this, and he's shaking his head right now. I can't see that on the radio, but yeah, he's definitely shaking his head. Change is hard. But I think that the financial ramifications of moving to the cloud is one of the reasons that they're looking at it. Because when you're looking at a server that's dying, or you're looking at at an Exchange software that's outdated, or a Windows Server software that's outdated, and you're looking to spend $30,000 to upgrade your server, is it more feasible to move? And I think that what we're finding is, and what my advice is, and I'm sure it's going to be Network One's and Brent's, is that as you're looking to spend money on infrastructure, you need to evaluate cloud as an option. In some cases, cloud is not an option, and you need to have it on site. In some places, we have hybrid solutions where some of the data and some of the software is located on site, and some of it's located in the cloud. And then more importantly, there's so many different cloud options. Network One has a great cloud option. We have some other cloud options, and it's just really based upon what your requirements are, which is what the best fit is. And that's where you really need a true consultant like ETS Solutions on site to do that for you and to help work with your IT vendor and the client to come up with the best solution for you. But I would say as hardware outdates and becomes end of life, end of term, that's when you really need to look at it.
I think that moving to the cloud is obviously, you're saying it's going to save them time, it's going to save them headaches, it's going to actually make them so that they're more productive because it's so much easier to use. So tell me some other benefits of moving to the cloud. Just expand a little more.
Yeah, you can work from Starbucks. You can work from your phone. You can bring a document down
from
Peachtree offices. Absolutely. Thank you, Emily. But more importantly, you could actually download and, you know, for those young lawyers that can work on a phone and type from a phone and edit from a phone, they can work their Word document. When they save it, it's saved in the cloud. It's ready. They can pull it up to then they can call their secretary and say, print this off and use my auto signature and get it out the door. So time savings. More importantly, that's number one, is availability. Second is scalability. What's nice about it is that as lawyers are adding lawyers or adding team members, there is just an incremental cost to have cloud services. So where you might have to buy an entire new hard drive for 12 lawyers coming on board and implement that hard drive, with the cloud, you say it is this dollar per person, and you can budget that, and you know that expense up front, so it's scalable also. So there's two of the primary benefits of cloud services.
That's wonderful. They could actually have more locations, hire more staff.
Absolutely.
Be a bigger firm and not even really.
With no capital expenditures. It's all operating. It's all OPEX versus CAPEX.
Go virtual. Okay. Wonderful. Well, it really sounds like you know what you're talking about. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you, Emily.
Yeah. You've been doing it a while, huh?
Just a little while.
Well, great. So we'll definitely hear from you again in the show. But if you can tell our listeners how they can contact you.
Absolutely. ETS Solutions is based in the beautiful city of Kennesaw, Georgia. We travel all over the United States, though, and work with clients everywhere. We can be reached at www.etssolutions.com. Our Facebook page is ETS Solutions, and our Twitter is @ETS Solutions _. So, and more importantly, call us. We'd love to talk to you. 770-425-9898. That's our telephone number. So call us and anybody will pick up. We are not a technology company where you're going to get voicemail when you call our office. Somebody will pick up and we'll talk to you. So
it's a bunch of robots working back there.
Yeah. Well, they think they are, you know.
Awesome. And thank you so much for tuning in to Atlanta Legal Experts Radio. I'm your host, Emily Rowell with Peachtree Offices. And they are also an attorney help company. And so is 3A Law Practice Management and obviously Atlanta's John Marshall Law School. So thank you to our sponsors. Next in line, we have Alisa Michael. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being so quiet.
That's easy for me.
You said you could sing. We're waiting for you to start singing. No, just kidding. So she is with Network One Consulting, and she is a client manager for their law firm clients. And she brings over 17 years experience in the legal arena and is proactive in managing clients' needs and expectations with an outcome of client satisfaction and retention. And we have a client here to witness that on the stand. No, I'm just kidding. So wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. How did you get into what you're doing today? That's always my favorite question.
Well, I've worked for law firms for 13 years and decided that I'd like a little bit of a change, and I wanted to work with law firms, but not necessarily for a law firm. So actually, Mike sent me over to my company, Network One, and I've been with them for 2 years. And I am their first dedicated client manager, and I handle all of our law firms.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's great. And so tell me exactly what service Network One provides to law firms.
So we are your IT department. When David Gracie started our company back in 1998, he saw that there was a need for small to mid-sized law firms, that they needed an IT person that had a law firm background, that could help them with their applications and understand what makes them tick. So he started Network One, and since then we've grown it to 20 employees. We've got two sets of teams of engineers, and we provide the IT infrastructure. So we're the hardware as a server, like I said earlier, and provide user support. We have a support desk that you can call into with any kind of Outlook issues, for instance. And then we also have a dedicated engineer for each client. So you have a problem, you see the same engineer, but he also has a group of engineers behind him for more assistance. If he needs higher level help, he's got those people with him as well.
If you have a problem with your engineer, you call Alisa.
She's over
That's
the
right.
engineer.
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha. Wonderful. So we were talking about how the cloud and everything is helping attorneys be more productive. So how does Network One come into that?
Well, we have a cloud solution, and it's based here in Norcross at Peak 10. Brent's firm is with on it, and we have six other law firms that use that service. So we can offer that. And then we also are very involved in the legal community, and we attend tech shows and things of that nature. So we are always staying on top of what's going on with
kinda
cloud
like
solutions, kind of like what Mike's talking mm-hmm. about. Cloud solutions, WorldDocs, for instance, they have a cloud solution now. So you wouldn't have to have a server on site to house that. And we talked about, I think you talked about Exchange servers. That's another great place to start. That's the first place we recommend our firms moving their Exchange off of servers, because it makes a lot more sense. You pay by the box, the mailbox, and it makes it a lot easier to manage, and it's more cost effective.
Wonderful. So I know when I read more about Network One, that you said they understand law firms, and so they help them with the productivity, but also they kind of take on what their goals are going to be, you know, for marketing and for, you know, what they need to do on a day-to-day basis, and kind of, you know, help them towards that with their software solutions. Mm-hmm. So can you explain a little bit more about that?
Sure. So we work very closely with other vendors that provide software solutions to law firms, and we make recommendations based on what that specific law firm needs. So we might call Mike for a better internet solution. We did that with Brent, and we'll get a vendor involved for document management or CRM. We act as a quarterback with those organizations and make
that.
Sure if you're having a problem and you don't know if it's your phone, if it's your server, we're the quarterback for that, and we figure it out, and then we work with your vendor to assist with those things.
And like I said with Mike, I know that attorneys want to be able to do their job. That's all they care about. They mm-hmm. just want to be able to do their job.
Yep.
So they have an issue and they really need a dependable IT person there ready to help and getting them either back on track as soon as possible mm-hmm. or, you know, fixing whatever it is while they're still working. So is that something that you guys do?
We do. Our mission is to provide worry-free IT, and that's all part of it, making sure that that engineer is available to go on site if they're having an issue. We have 24/7 eyes on our servers. So if a server goes down in the middle of the night, we know that it's down and we get it fixed before you even know that it's been down.
Right, right. I'd love that you have the 24-hour support. That was something that that was my next question. And then also that you have one person per firm. I mean, that's, you know that they're going to be ready when you need them.
Yes.
That's great.
Ryan McPherson here for another question for Lisa Michael with Network One Consulting. We're talking about the cloud and law firms going to utilize that service. What are some security risks that they may incorporate when going to the cloud?
Great question. So I was just at the ABA Tech Show recently, and that was the hot topic. Security, security, security. When you're choosing where to host your cloud solution, you need to make sure that you do your due diligence. Make sure that it's with a reputable company. When you're choosing a software application, figure out where they're housed and make sure that it's a safe environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't use Ryan's cloud service.
Exactly.
Mine's not so secure.
Exactly.
So,
right. I'll tell you, we know of some that some of our clients have investigated, and they're in someone's basement.
Really?
You don't want to be on a server in someone's basement.
Well, do you recommend they go out to the location and physically
Absolutely.
Look?
Absolutely. We take our clients out to the location. They can see what redundancies are built in at our data center and see the security.
No, that makes sense. Now, do you exclusively help small law firms, or what is up to what size can you help?
The largest firm that we have is about 100 employees. That's about the top, and then you want to hire someone in-house. It makes more sense for you to have someone
sure.
in-house, but we have them as small as 2 and as large as 100.
That's quite a range of people you can provide assistance to. And is it only here in the metro area, or can you
it
help
is.
Anywhere?
We're only Metro Atlanta.
Okay.
David
like
Gracie wants to keep Network One just here because he feels like there's plenty of law firms here
oh,
that
yeah,
we can help.
We've seen them here on Atlanta Legal Experts every week.
And they're all listening now.
Yes.
So tell me, are there any iPad apps that would be beneficial for attorneys?
There are great iPad apps available for small law firms. The first one I would talk about for a litigator is TranscriptPad. So it takes the deposition and you can make notes on it. You can annotate and you can pass it along to other people. It costs $80 as opposed to something that would be an application on a server for a larger firm, which is about $3,000.
Wow.
And then another one is Case Manager. And that's a document management system similar to WorldDocs. The 1 to 2 size law firm, 4 to 5, they're not going to want to invest in a WorldDocs application. And this one will do great for them. It manages their documents and their all their information for their clients.
And it's on their phone. So it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on their digital device.
On their digital device.
Yes.
On their iPad. Great. Uh-huh. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Obviously, we're going to hear more. But if you'll let our clients, if you'll let our listeners know how they can reach you.
Great. Well, we can be found at www.networkone1consulting.com. You can also call us at 404-997-7660. And if you want to sign up for something that we call Tuesday Tips, so once a month we send a newsletter out with great little tips for your phones, your office products, just email me at Alisa, A-L-I-S-A, Michael, at network1consulting.com.
Fantastic.
Right. Tuesday's
great
tips.
Yeah. Yeah. So Tuesday, AL Radio, and then you get their,
get their tips from Network Consult. That sounds good.
Fantastic. And welcome, Brent Bridges.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And so you've been benefiting from these services.
Yes. It's been hard for me to keep my mouth shut while they've been talking because I just want to talk about how great they are.
Yeah. Well, now you have your chance. You could have. It would have been okay. It's free speech.
Yes. Thanks.
So let me just tell you, he's with Bloom Sugarman, LLP. It's a law firm here in Atlanta. And he has served as executive director since 2009. He enjoys wearing many hats that life at a boutique firm requires and is committed to the legal administration profession. He is an active member of the Atlanta Association of Legal Administrators, where he is serving his second year on the board as director of membership. An Alabama native, Brent moved to Atlanta shortly after college and worked in predominantly marketing-related roles for most of his career before landing in legal. During a decade-long stint in San Francisco, he started his own marketing consulting and design firm, which continues to thrive today. Outside of work, Brent spends as much time as he can with family and friends, traveling, catching a movie or show at the theater, or helping out with the youth at his church. Awesome. So tell me a little more about how you heard about Network One and ETS Solutions.
Well, we were, our story is very similar to kind of what Mike brought up. We were an early adopter of the cloud-based solution. About 4 years ago, a little over, our server was dying, and we were faced with buying a $30,000 server. And to the attorneys that have a fear about the security of their information, I'll just say, you know, our server was in a closet. And so who doesn't want their information at peak 10, something called peak 10? Mm-hmm. So your information is infinitely more secure and safer outside of your office where it's being backed up and many redundancies throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Every 10 minutes, there's a snapshot taken of our server. So it's, you know, at any moment we can go back and retrieve anything that we need. But
that's fantastic.
Yeah, so we were looking at doing that, and this thing called the cloud was still very nebulous and new, and so but we decided to go for it, and it was a little bit of a rough, rocky road at the beginning because we, I think, you know, ironed out a lot of the kinks that law firms won't have to face today, which
right,
is good.
That was back when the cloud was brand new.
It was new, and it's to their point, there's so many different configurations. The cloud is a very general term of what that means. And so my cloud-based solution may be very different from your cloud-based solution.
Right.
So it took us a while to get to the right one that was really a good fit for our team and for our needs. But Network One worked with us very, very closely to figure that out for us.
I bet that was a learning experience for you guys as well.
It was.
A good one.
A good one.
Yeah, absolutely. It was.
Training.
It was. Yeah. So.
Wonderful. So tell me a little more about how ETS Solutions plays a role.
Yeah, so we had a cable internet provider, and I will say that you basically live and die by your internet connection if you have a cloud-based solution, and so that is a huge component that you need to consider. And we were experiencing some lag time. We really didn't have any kind of backup solution in place, and so Mike's team got together and helped us come up with we do have a fiber solution that is our primary internet provider. At the moment, he helped us wade through all of that, the noise around
sure.
that. And initially looking, you know, going from a cable solution to fiber, the sticker shock can be a little
scary
at first, I know. But if you really look at the cost benefit of the time that it's saving you and the downtime, the monthly expense far exceeds anything. I mean, you got your attorney's billing, you know, another 15 or 30 minutes. You got, you know, 12, 15, 20, you know, timekeepers that need to keep billing, it's going to pay for itself easily. So
how else has have these services made your firm successful?
Well, Network One, they are our IT department. And we were with another company previously, and we're not satisfied really with the services that we were receiving, and really liked the approach that Network One takes to our firm. And a huge component of that is the dedicated engineer. And it was so frustrating to me to call into a call center and have someone start asking me questions about my setup and my platform and what applications we were using. And wow. I'm paying them to be my IT department. That does not happen at Network One.
Right. They know it better than you, which is
should.
What they should.
Exactly. Yeah. And they do, definitely. So
that's great.
So it's that personal service. And I can call Michael Saba is my engineer. And the fact that I know his name and have his number on my speed dial is great. Yeah. So he's very responsive and gets me out of hot water a lot. So
that's wonderful. And there, it sounds like you guys at Network One, you've been around for a long time. You sound very reputable, which is wonderful. Because I mean, there's so many IT companies, IT fix-it companies out there, and so it just sounds like that you guys really know what you're doing. And when you have a niche or a niche, however you want to say it, as in the legal field, and you've worked with them, it makes other attorneys feel comfortable about using you guys, because it's like, okay, well, they've worked with attorneys, they kind of know what makes us tick, they know what we need, so it kind of helps.
Having an IT company that understands law firms is critical. So
sure.
For any law firm that's looking for any IT solution company, you've got to have someone that knows how your business runs, what applications are going to make you successful, and how to troubleshoot those applications. So
fantastic. Great. That's wonderful. Ryan, you got any questions?
Yeah. So talking with Brent Bridges from Bloom Sugarman about how he's finding solutions for his law firm practice over there. And people rely on you to find those solutions. They come to you to solve those problems. And you knew you needed an upgrade. You knew you needed to make changes. How did you find Mike at ETS Solutions or Alyssa here at Network One?
Well, I am a very active member of probably, I would say, the most active professional association I've ever been involved in. It's called the Atlanta Association of Legal Administrators. And to any person who is involved in any aspect of the business of law, I would say it is essential that you join and be active in this association. What it does is oftentimes, especially at small law firms, we're the only person that does what we do. And so there's really not a peer internally that we can turn to troubleshoot, brainstorm, understand best practices in the industry. And this organization, we're a local chapter. We're 225 legal managers across Metro Atlanta from all shapes and sizes of law firms. And then we're part of a larger organization. It's a national organization called the Association of Legal Administrators. And just like these two, I mean, we've got two or three different conferences that I go to every year that are full of workshops and educational opportunities. And it's really focused on, if you think about just the things that that are required to run a business and the business of law. So I wear, you know, human resources, finance, IT, facilities, operations. So anything that management of the administrative team. So anything that's not practicing law, I have to have my hand in and make sure that it's running smoothly so that they can practice law.
How many attorneys are in the firm?
We have 12.
Oh, wow.
12.
So
yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And you answered all of those.
It's been fun. It's been 6 years. I've been there almost 6 years, and I wouldn't still be there if it wasn't a lot of fun. But
sure.
It's and they're litigators too. So that's
wonderful. Yes. I mean, I understand where you're at.
Yes.
So tell me a little more about the company. What does Bloom Sugarman do?
Yeah. So we, you know, at the end of the day, law firms are in the business of helping people. So we have been around for 8 years. I joined the firm when it was 2 years old. I'm the first administrator of the firm, and we do real estate litigation. So anything from zoning and land use, eminent domain, landlord-tenant disputes, all the way to employment and labor laws, fiduciary litigation, intellectual property, products liability, partnership disputes. So back in the, especially on the real estate end, kind of in the downturn, we were doing a lot of work out in lender liability work. And thankfully, now that you've seen all the bulldozers cranking back up across the city,
yes,
we're really, our attorneys are really happy to be sort of getting back into their sweet spot of really helping out.
Sure.
Helping create new buildings versus trying to save them.
Right.
So, but it's good. We stuck with our clients, and our clients stuck with us through that downturn, and we're really, really happy about that, and nice to see them thriving again. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is good to see everything kind of thriving
yes.
again. So I'm sure it's wonderful to have ETS Solutions and Network One Consulting by your side. I mean, and then you said the Atlanta Legal Association. Right, Atlanta Association
yes,
of Legal
right.
Administrators.
That's right.
Is the support for you.
Right.
So
and we have something as simple as a listserv that we can send out an email with a question, you know, and you just
fantastic.
Get multiple responses from administrators, you know, across the city. And I use the word administrator probably too often because it's really more. It could be an HR professional. It could be an IT person. It could be,
sure.
you know, a facilities manager. It's really anyone who plays a part in running the law
right.
firm business.
It's not just a typing,
no,
you know,
no.
secretary so, up front chewing gum.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
right.
That's right. Well, it's much more sophisticated business law firm is than I think they were in
oh,
the past.
Absolutely.
It's a lot more than hanging your shingle out front.
Sure.
No, I think you're really a testament to how technology is integrated into the management of and the practice of the law firm there. You got to have technology on your side. Otherwise, you're behind the times.
Yeah. You would think that, you know, when our internet goes down, that people have like broken legs. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's critical to our business. Everything is technology related. It's helping create efficiencies both at the law firm level, mm-hmm. The way they reach changes, the way they research, the way they review documents, the way they enter their time and manage their time. So
I bet marketing
critical.
Too.
And marketing too.
Huge.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We were a couple weeks ago, I can't remember who it was. We had an attorney in here, Atlanta Legal Experts, and he said that he used to go to all his cases and he'd have bring banker's box full
right.
of paperwork.
Right.
And now he just brings his iPad.
Right.
And he can read all of the depositions. He can read all his notes right
mm-hmm.
there on a cloud-based technology.
Yeah.
So that's
remember
awesome.
That. Yeah.
And paperless.
And I bet you guys need to meet him.
Yeah.
You know.
There you go. Right. Yeah. Paperless is hard, though. That's a term that's
sure.
been throwing around a long time. And it's definitely a personal decision for an attorney, but
they love their paper.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So we try really hard to push them
I can't
to that.
Walk in.
I know.
It's
so it's getting better. It is getting better.
Right.
So
yeah. From your perspective, what's on the horizon for managing a law firm or managing a law practice as far as technology, or you know, what's next for them, or what can some of the other people integrate that you've already seen success with?
You know, if you don't have a document management system, mm-hmm. you're behind the curve for sure. I think that's just kind of number one that you absolutely need to consider. When we first started, and I mean it, in a brand new law firm's not going to have all of this in place. So, you know, when we first started, we, you know, had everything in, you know, on a shared drive with folders and subfolders and all that kind of stuff. And to have a software, we use WorldDocs, and to have that software management that can take those documents and organize them and OCR them and you know, make them where we can just at a, you know, a quick little search find, you know, multiple documents of anything that we need is mm-hmm. is critical. So I would say that's the number one place that any
document management
needs to start. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, and you also mentioned you do attend trade shows and you attend some of these expos and conferences.
That's right.
That's a common theme amongst all the three here today to go get your information.
Yeah. If you're not getting out of your office, you're not learning.
Yeah.
So you have to do that.
If you're not going to Vegas, you're not having fun, right?
That's right.
What happens in Vegas? No.
That's right. That's right. Maybe we should all go with Mike next time.
So that's wonderful. And where is Bloom Sugarman located?
We are in the Ponce Highland area of Atlanta. So we're right on the Ponce de Leon at North Highland.
Great. And you service all of Atlanta, any other state?
We do. We actually we really are very southeast based. So
okay.
We do have a lot of clients in Florida and Alabama and Georgia. I have also had, you know, clients as far as California before, so it just kind of depends.
Yeah, just where the case takes
that's
you.
That's right. That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So if you'll tell our listeners how they can contact you guys.
Sure. We're on the internet at bloomsugarman.com.
I would hope so.
Yes, exactly. I know. And we have Facebook, Bloom Sugarman, and our phone number is 404-577-7710.
Fantastic. This has been a great show. And we do have a little bit of time left. So if anybody has any questions or any last thoughts, where we can open up the table for a roundtable discussion.
Brent, I have a question for you. So, you know, you talked about downtime and you talked about that when the internet's down, it feels like the lawyer's legs are cut off. I ran a quick calculation. I'm probably not even close, but what would be if your lawyers were down for an hour, take their hourly rate, multiply it times the 12 professionals. What is that dollar value ballpark?
Oh, I mean,
over 3,000?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So it's probably close to $5,000 an hour.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So from a technology perspective, when you're moving to the cloud and you're relying on availability of those products, we, Network One and myself, both recommend that you do have a backup solution in place. Because in Atlanta, construction, thankfully, construction's going on right now again. It did not for many years, but construction's going on. There are backhoes out there that will cut a fiber circuit. That fiber circuit could be down for 6 hours. But more than likely, they didn't cut a backup T1 circuit or a backup cable circuit. Therefore, your lawyers are still up and running. So an hour down means $5,000-$6,000 worth of possible lost revenue. Now, the lawyer's going to work till 7 o'clock that night to make it up. Probably so. Are they going to be happy doing it? No. Right. So again, productivity is key. So, you know, time is money. And I think that that's more important than anything else. But
Brent, I think ours kicks in like after 2 minutes. We have a backup solution. Yeah. A backup. Yeah. And I think after 2 minutes, if it's down, it kicks in. So you'll feel a little bit of a gap there, and then it just switches over.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it kicks right in. But the thing with the cloud-based solution too, you know, if, you know, catastrophically something were to happen, we just send them home to work.
That's
you know,
right.
Because they can pull up their desktops wherever
and
they are.
So. Same.
Lucky them.
Same look. The desktop looks exactly the
looks
same,
exactly
whether they're
the
at
same.
Starbucks, right. The beach, the lake, wherever.
Oh, that's
used to be
great.
So hard to remote in and this
sure.
and call and all that, and it's just literally just internet
and just
connection.
As of recently, I'm sure it's even just gotten better.
Oh, it absolutely has. It's gotten better, and there's so many low-cost solutions, backup solutions out there for you. It's just a matter of implementing them correctly. I like to say we bring the circuit to you, but then we let Network One make sure it does fail over after 2 minutes. That's not our specialty. We'll bring the circuit to you, but we rely on Network One to make sure that it does after 2 minutes or 2 seconds, whatever you desire, to make sure it does fail over correctly.
Well, Mike, when you're talking backup solutions for internet, it made me think about backup solutions in general. And a lot of small law firms are still using for their backup of their servers tape solution, which is really, really unsecure, and you can have a lot of problems with that. And we really recommend finding a good backup solution so that all your documentation is being backed up somewhere else, preferably off-site and on-site. But the tape solution is not the way to be going anymore for a small law firm.
And I've had some attorneys that have us burn their stuff to a disk. So it's almost the
that's
same
better
thing.
Than that's better than tape, but it's not great. See, the problem is if they go down, if the server goes down, once again, you're losing productivity because you've got no way to access any of your documents.
Right.
If you have a backup solution off-site, you can easily spin up what we call spin up a server out in the cloud, and you're up and running much faster.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, speak about cybersecurity. Go back to that for a moment. And, you know, we're always fighting the new challenges. You know, the hackers out there are always trying to get ahead of the curve. You know, how do you implement that, you know, over there at Network One?
Well, we have several group policies in place so that it protects our clients' servers. And I send out something called One Alerts. If we see something that's prevalent, for instance, CryptoLocker has been going around, and it's a nasty, nasty bug. What happens is someone will click on something in an email, and it goes into your server, and it starts to eat away at your server and cuts down, breaks down all of your documentation. And so I send out alerts to my clients and say, hey, be aware of this. Don't forget, don't click on something. If you get an email that looks weird, forward it to the support desk, let them look at it before you click on it. So we protect them that way.
I think also just to follow up on that too, Peak 10 is a tier 3 data center.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of Ryan's data center, which is in your closet, any tier 3 or tier 4, even some tier 2 data centers have a network operating center, a NOC, mm-hmm. where they have engineers that are sitting there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, looking at people that are trying to hack into mm-hmm. their data center, which then would get to Bloom Sugarman's information. Mm-hmm. So they have somebody physically on site, and they have protocols, and they have security procedures in place that are stopping that. But if you're at Ryan's Cloud Center, yeah, you're Ryan, you're sleeping from, what, 8 o'clock at night?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I go to bed early.
Yeah, get up at 3 to be here.
Right, you know, so, I'm not running those security checks, but those guys over there on the front lines, of out there, what's the nastiest bug that's going around and how to protect their clients before it even gets to them. You know, you're doing it on the front lines there. So that's something you need to be aware of and something you can trust that is being done on your behalf when you go with one of these reputable groups. And
you got to train your users too. You know, you can have anything you want in place, which will absolutely help. But you've got to train your users too at the end of the day. So just to something looks strange, don't do it.
So you make it well known.
Absolutely.
Don't click on any emails.
Right.
Don't follow any links that may lead you to some offshore kind of crazy website that could then potentially ruin the whole database. Yeah. We don't want that.
Something else that Brent put into place that a lot of our law firms are doing are the security protocols for cell phones, for tablets, for laptops, making sure you have something in place that everyone is following. So if their laptop is stolen, they let you know immediately. And then we have something in place to make sure that we can wipe it.
Wow.
Remotely. Wow. You can, So if I say I left my tablet or a laptop in the back of a cab and don't know where it is, you can get all that critical information off of there remotely.
Yes.
That's an excellent service to have there. What good to know that that's being taken care of.
Yeah. That's like assurance for sure.
No doubt.
I have the most important question, and I'll let whoever wants to jump in and answer. This all is so wonderful. It sounds so great. How expensive is it, and can you work with the attorneys and their budgets?
Well,
I'm sure there's different plans.
You know,
different
lawyers. When you speak to a lawyer, you're charged, correct?
Yeah.
When you speak to me or Alyssa, we don't charge.
Right.
So you could come ask us any questions about anything, and we're going to give you free consultation. So the nice thing about it is Brent might say, "Hey, I heard about this. What have you heard, and what have you seen?" And Brent could call us and say, you know, what are your thoughts about this? And we can give him free technology advice, not legal advice, free technology advice. So the answer is, it could be anywhere from a low cost for smaller law firms, a low cost expenditure, up to, if you have multiple locations, bringing all the locations together, it can be quite expensive. And like Brent said, sometimes you look at sticker shock of a fiber circuit, but that sticker shock, when you compare it to lost revenue of $5 to $10 or $100,000 an hour being down, there is no comparison. And I will tell you, we deal in data circuits every single day, and every single day we have an outage with one of our clients. We have 300, almost 400 clients.
Wow.
700 locations, and there is an outage somewhere every single day, every single minute. And so if you have those outages, it is feasible to, especially for lawyers and anybody charging by the hour, is feasible to have that low-cost backup circuit in place. So the answer is, it could vary, but again, Lisa and I will be happy to talk to you and tell you what those costs are.
I like that, and I love that you're increasing productivity. You know, I always tell attorneys when I first sit down, if they're looking for office space, it isn't about the office. It's about whether you can stay in the office or not.
Mm-hmm.
So we help them get the office. We help them build their practice. And so with you guys, it's the same thing. You know, it's not about the cost. It's about the money and the time that you're freeing up for more productivity.
Absolutely. So.
Fantastic. Well, I think that's a wrap. What do you think?
I think you knocked it out of the park once again, Emily.
Thank you.
Great guests, great topics, good conversation here today, and how you can be helped out there with practicing your law and practicing your office and managing it all along the way. So thank you very much, everyone, for joining us.
Yes, thank you. And we'll be doing this more often, probably on a monthly basis. We'll have an attorney help marketing, attorneys, anything to help attorneys. Which is what we do here at Atlanta Legal Experts Radio.
We look forward to it. So.
Yes. Emily Ralph signing out.